We'll check in with the ABC News update before today's Light in the Milk House show. Good morning. It is 5 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. They're home.
Thank you for all your prayers, your good wishes. Thanks for doing everything you did.
Retired Marine Paul Whelan at the big U.S. military hospital in San Antonio following his release Thursday, part of a six-nation, 24-person prisoner swap with Russia, the biggest since it was the Soviet Union, that also freed Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and two other Americans.
I'm looking forward to seeing my family down here and just recuperating from 5 years, 7 months, and 5 days of just absolute nonsense by the Russian government.
He says he's never going back there. The government reports on July unemployment this morning, expected to be unchanged from June at 4.1%. In Tennessee, State Representative Gloria Johnson won the Democratic U.S. Senate primary, the survivor of a Republican-led expulsion effort over a gun control protest. She'll face Republican incumbent Marsha Blackburn. This is ABC News. This continues to happen.
Eric Gapko was on board an American Airlines flight from Seattle to Dallas on July 18th. According to a federal indictment, his unruly and abusive behavior made the flight divert to Salt Lake City. Prosecutors say he failed to follow instructions from the flight crew to stay in his seat, used a vape pen on board, locked himself in the bathroom for a while, screamed, and tried to open the plane door while in flight. He was put into flexible restraints and the plane diverted to Salt Lake City. So far this year, there have been 896 unruly passenger incidents. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Pilot error getting the blame in the crash last November of a tiltrotor Osprey aircraft off Japan that killed all 8 Air Force personnel aboard. A months-long investigation found cracks in a metal gear and determined the pilot kept flying despite multiple warnings to land. There have been 4 deadly crashes of Ospreys in the last 2 years. The armed forces are split over the aircraft's future role. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Scattered clouds early today, otherwise mostly sunny, very warm and humid, a high of 88. Tonight, mainly clear with areas of fog, a low of 62. Sunny Saturday with summer heat once again, but maybe not quite as muggy, a high of 88 tomorrow. A few clouds later Saturday night and a low of 63. Sunday, 85 with a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Monday's high, 80 with showers and thunderstorms likely. Right now in Richland Center, it is 70 degrees. Yesterday's high was 87 here at the studios. We picked up 8/100ths of an inch of rain. We've been at 72 overnight and also at 69. Right now it is 70. Good morning and welcome to Friday, April 2nd. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
answered if we will obey.
Trust
in that city of eternal day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. I am happy for the fruit crossing. Lord, I am so glad and I'm so proud. I'm a rider at a glory cloud. We will sing a song of answer, answer never all.
Start the day in a positive way and remember again the Neelons who lost their lives in a plane crash last weekend on the way to a concert. So they put out some great music for the years, including that one. Before that, our Alabama tribute to the country and our national anthem opening up our broadcast day. We have lots of great things to tell you about today. Day number 5, the final day of the Grace Auction. That gets underway at 10 this morning. In the meantime, we have special in-studio guests and chances to win. So we just hope that you will stay tuned. We invite you to listen throughout the morning here on WRCO. Phil Nee with you as we welcome in to the Light in the Milk House show today. How about another warm overnight? We're at 70 this morning. Here are the Statler Brothers.
Oh, baby mine.
I get so lonely when I can dream about you.
Can't
do without you.
That's why.
That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair.
Slumber, oh, baby,
holding you in sleep.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
In a little cabaret in a South Texas border town sat a boy and his guitar, and the people came from all around, and all the girls from there to Austin were slipping away from home and putting jewelry in pocket to take the trip to go and listen to the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play. But give him his guitar and he'd be happy all the time, and all the girls from 9 to 90 were snapping fingers, tapping toes and begging him don't stop, and hypnotized and fascinated by the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play. Then one day he was gone, and no one ever saw him round. He vanished like the breeze, and they forgot him in the little town. But all the girls still dreamed about him and hung around the cabaret until the doors were locked. And then one day on the hit parade was a little dark-haired boy that played a Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play.
Johnny Cash on WRCO Radio. He recorded it originally, and then his daughter Roseanne had a big hit with it as well. We get set for the weekend in southwest Wisconsin with lots of cool things going on. The 53rd annual Cooley Antique Engine Club Antique Show will be held Friday through Sunday at S1061 Highway 27. The highlight of this year's show will be the National Minneapolis Moline Collector Show. An antique tractor pull will be held Friday night at 6, and Sunday will feature cars, bikes, and coffee from 8 until 2. Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin presents The Music Man tonight and tomorrow night at 7 and Sunday at 2. Performances will be held at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets priced at $20 for adults, $15 for children. A family package, which includes two adult tickets and any number of children, is also available at a cost of $60. Kaz Cars and Coffee will be held coming up Saturday, and that will be held from 8 until 11. The casual car meet will be held on East Main Street in downtown Cazenovia. Any vehicle, any vintage, welcome. No entry fees, no awards, and there will be free coffee. Those reminders today from our community calendar.
Don't it make Been a long time, but I'm glad to say that I'm going back down to my hometown. Going down to the Greyhound station, gonna buy me a one-way fare. Good Lord willing, and the creeks don't rise, why tomorrow I'll be right there. Don't it make you wanna go home now? Don't it make you wanna go home? All God's children get weary when they roam. Don't it make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home? But there's a six-lane highway down by the creek where I went skinny dipping as a child, and a drive-in show.
South and the Believers. Don't it make you want to go home for the weekend? Coming up, a look at sports scores and the aerobic polka. Get ready.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center. A look at sports. Last night in Hometown and Baseball Night League action, Plain was a winner over Arena 8-3, Sauk Prairie 11, and Dodgeville 10. On the state scene, the Brewers had the day off. They will take on the Washington Nationals tonight. That is a 5:45 first pitch time. New Brewer Frankie Montes will be on the mound against the Nationals' Jake Irwin. So that's going on this evening. Games that did get played last night. Colorado 5-4 over the Angels. Kansas City 7, Detroit 1. Cleveland 10, Baltimore 3. In the National League, Atlanta 4-2 over Miami. And the Cubs beat St. Louis 5-4. The NFL season got underway with an exhibition game, the Hall of Fame game, at Canton, Ohio, and the Chicago Bears won 21-17 over Houston. The game was stopped with 3:31 left in the third quarter and was called off after a 36-minute delay as well, with some thunderstorms moving through the area. That's an update on sports for this Friday morning.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Glad to have you visiting this morning. We're at 5:22, and just ahead of the weekend, we need an aerobic polka kickstart. Here we go. Yeah. The Plain Hot Shots. It doesn't get any hotter than that right there with a Mountain Dew polka. Good for what ails you today. 5:25.
Where's that girl with the red dress on? Some folks call her Dinah. Stole my heart away from me, went down in Louisiana. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Would I like to go to Tulsa? Oh, I wished I could. Let me off on Archer and I'll walk down Greenwood. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Always wear a great big smile, never do look sour. Travel all over the country just a singing by the hour. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Little bee get the blossom and the big bee get the honey. Old boy raise the cotton and the rich man get the money. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Walk and talk to Susie, walk and talk to Susie, walk and talk to Susie, gonna walk and talk to Susie. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. T-U-L-S-A.
With a classic on the light in the Milk Cow Show from WRCO. Scattered clouds early to mostly sunny, very warm and humid. Today's high 88. Tonight mainly clear with areas of fog and a low of 62. Sunny with summer heat once again on Saturday with a high of 88. And Sunday, 85 with a small chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Currently in Richland Center, west winds are at 3 miles per hour. It is 69 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. More farmers choose Pioneer brand corn because it delivers game-changing yields. Join a winning team. Pioneer brand corn, your best year starts here. The barns are full at the Wisconsin State Fair as the extra precautions for showing lactating cattle didn't keep exhibitors away. Brownfield's Larry Lee reports.
Our animal count is on par with what it's been in the past years.
Dr. Tia Kastensen leads the veterinarian team at the Wisconsin State Fair and says they're sticking with the show animal H5N1 testing requirements adopted by Wisconsin and several other states.
All of our lactating dairy cows, which means a cow with milk in its udder, is getting tested within 7 days of the fair.
And Kastensen says animals are being closely monitored.
Everything in the barns right now has been checked. And then our veterinarians are watching them as they come off the trailer. And if there's anything sick, we're pulling them and examining them further before they're allowed to go into the barns.
Kastensen says along with cattle, veterinarians are paying very close attention to pigs and sheep. She's also encouraging fairgoers who enter the barns not to touch the animals and to wash their hands before and after visiting the barns. From the Wisconsin State Fair, Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Thanks, Larry. The secretary at Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture says a new bill in the U.S. Senate that provides grant and technical assistance to farmers, ranchers, and processors in the U.S. meat industry shows promise.
Investments in the resiliency of the food supply chain is a good investment to make.
Randy Romanski tells Brownfield.
Look forward to seeing where it goes.
Bill's sponsor, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin, says the legislation is modeled on the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which provides regional incentives to assist with business planning, product innovation, and modernizing plants. Romanski says it's been a successful program, and Wisconsin would be a great location for this new initiative if Congress can pass a bill.
We've got a really dynamic meat and biological sciences building on campus, but of course we can't put the cart before the horse. We'll see how that goes.
Baldwin says the bill has the support from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Pork Producers Association, and other agriculture groups. USDA says 184 million bushels of soybeans were crushed for soybean meal and oil production in June. That was down 8 million from May, but up 9 million from June 2023, with both of those changes tied to crush margins and demand expectations for soybean products. Soybean meal and cake stocks were larger than both the previous month and year, while crude soybean oil stocks were tighter. Ag equipment manufacturer Kinze has announced a reduction in workforce at its Williamsburg, Iowa location. In a press release, they say the layoffs will affect 193 of Kinze's 815 employees at the facility. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. I am happy to announce that Walsh's will be having the Children's Miracle Network Bucket Sale today through Saturday. Buy a bucket and get 20% off things that fit in it. Some exclusions apply. On Saturday only in Muscadet, the Dark Knight will be at the store. Come in dressed in your superhero costume and you are eligible to win prizes. So come in and help us surpass last year's goal. As always, we appreciate your business and please stop in and help the kids.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
A light round of direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity had a light round of business Thursday. Live deals in the South were at $188, about $2 below the previous week's weighted averages. Dress business in the North was marked at $310, also about $2 below the prior week's weighted averages. Look for some additional trade to develop before the end of the day Friday. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, numbers were very low this week. While an overall trend wasn't applicable, feeder steers did sell on a higher undertone. Steers 1,050 to 1,100 pounds were $2 higher. Feeder heifers sold with a lower undertone. The USDA says demand overall was good. Medium and large one feeder steers, 928 pounds, brought $239. Feeder steers, 997 pounds, brought $236. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 761 pounds, brought $255.50. And feeder heifers, 901 to 936 pounds, brought $219 to $221.50. Boxed beef closed lower on late demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.98 at $312.79. Select was $270 lower at $297.46. Estimated cattle slaughter was 114,000 head, down 6,000 on the week and down about 10,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors likely have needed numbers on hand and aren't expected to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts to finish out the week. U.S. pork remains in high demand on the global market, highlighted by a solid week for export sales. And while numbers were up on the week, they were down compared to the four-week average. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director down 53 cents with a weighted average of 85.23. The Iowa Minnesota closed 14 cents higher with a weighted average of 86.08. The Western Corn Belt was down 7 cents with a weighted average of 85.76. Pork values closed higher, up 98 cents at 105.86. Ribs, picnics, loins, bellies, and hams were all higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head, up 6,000 on the week and up about 15,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply lower, pressured by the lower box beef, watching direct business develop. And lean hog futures into the day mixed on spread trade with steady to lower cash business and higher pork values during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hassetou on Tim Tuck Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at $220 a ton and large rounds topped at $115 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Walt Matthews, tractors, trucks, trailers, hay equipment, and more. Online only auction ending August 14th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Antiques, household, tools, and more. Online only ending August 7th at 6 p.m. Soft close again. Go to www.timstuckauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hassetou. Have a great day.
Direct Cattle Business Thursday was at 188 Live and 310 Dressed. Midwest Butcher Hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are down, continuing to keep an eye on more favorable crop conditions in some key U.S. growing areas. September beans were down 5.5 at 10.09. November was 6 lower at 10.16.5. September corn is 3/4 lower at 382, and December was down 1.25 at 398.5. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower, with box beef down at midday, watching that direct trade develop. October live was down 295 at 183.72. December was 327 lower at 184.60. September feeders were down 530 at 251.80. And on spread trade and the higher midday move for pork, October hogs were up $1.10 at 77.02. December was 60 higher at 69.32. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Some final advice on strategic risk management today on Farm to Fork.
If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
All this week, I've shared tips from Purdue University ag economists for setting up a farm risk management plan. Jim Minter, who heads the Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture, suggests you make that plan conform to any sort of generational transition of the farm.
I see people make this mistake pretty commonly. They'll tell me their long-term strategy is they want to prepare their farm for the next generation to join the operation. But they don't ask themselves as they make intermediate decisions if the decisions they're making are consistent with that long-term strategy of bringing that next generation in. And then all of a sudden, it's time for that next generation to join, and they're not ready because over a period of years, they didn't make decisions that were consistent with their stated strategy.
We started this series talking about farms needing to be agile and resilient in order to weather risk. Purdue ag economist Brady Brewer.
And what is that level of resiliency that you want to build into your farm? And what are you willing to give up in terms of year-to-year profitability to build in that resiliency?
Shows this week were adapted from a podcast series from Purdue's Center for Commercial Agriculture. There's a link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The Centers for Disease Control will invest $10 million into two new projects to protect the health of farm workers. Wisconsin's Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory Director, Dr. Keith Polson, tells Brownfield some funding will go towards developing an avian influenza vaccine.
About $250 million to help develop H5 specific RNA subunit vaccines. So very similar, using the technology that we use for COVID vaccines.
He says any increase in public health infrastructure for rural and underserved communities is welcomed, as many farm workers cannot access existing medical providers.
We're working with a largely migrant labor force, which also has its other challenges, whether it's economically or politically, to provide public health.
Bolson says the CDC would work through the state and county health departments to offer seasonal flu and possibly other vaccines on the farm. And that would improve health by keeping the seasonal baseline of infection down.
If we had something like an H5, if it were to change, even if it's a very low risk, we would at least be able to improve the health overall of the labor force.
The first $5 million from the CDC will fund partner organizations to expand testing of symptomatic farm workers. The National Center for Farm Worker Health will receive nearly $4 million to disseminate health education materials to farm workers and increase access to resources. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower in quiet trade Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was up a half a cent at 62.5 cents. Blocks down 1.75 at $1.89.75. Barrels down 2.5 at $1.95. Butter unchanged at $3.12.75. And non-fat dry milk was down a half a cent at $1.24. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street in Reedsburg.
Today, a high of 88 with scattered clouds, at times very warm and humid, north to northwest winds around 10. Mainly clear tonight with areas of fog, a low of 62. Sunny with summer heat once again Saturday at a high of 88. Saturday night, a few clouds later, a low of 63, and Sunday, 85, with a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm. In Richland Center this morning, we're back down to our overnight low. It is 69 degrees today. 5:45. Like the Milk Cow Show, waking you up and getting you ready for the weekend.
In and out of honky-tonk.
Thomas Conley in Fire and Smoke kind of reminds me of my cooking. Why set the oven timer when you have a good smoke alarm? That's what I say. Here's Don Williams.
Some people say that love is a rose. Maybe they've hit it right on the nose. But other folks say that it's like the sun. I'll help you clear up the mystery. I'll give you a simple rule of thumb. If it knocks you off your feet, then it's love, then it's love. If it makes your life complete, then it's love, then it's love. If it turns you upside down, then it's love, then it's love. Encyclopedia
kissing on a moonlit summer night. 'Cause if it knocks you off your feet, then it's love, then it's love. If it makes your life complete, then it's love, then it's love.
Come on in. If you'd like to take the grand tour of the lonely house that once was home, sweet home. I have nothing here to sell you, just some things that I will tell you. Some things I know will chill you to the bone. Over there sits the chair where she'd bring the bed where we lay in love together, and Lord knows we had a good thing going here. See her picture on the table. Don't it look like she'd be able touch me and say good morning, dear. There's her rings, all her things, and her clothes are in the closet like she left them when she tore my world apart. Come on in.
George Jones with a classic here on the Light in the Milk House show. Tony's weather is approaching, and we'll have our update from ABC right around the bend on this Friday morning. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, looks like a pretty quiet day shaping up around here. Yesterday, of course, some heavy rain occurred to our north and east. Flash flooding was common in spots all the way from parts of central Wisconsin over into the eastern part of the states, where some places got 2 to 3 inches of rain in a couple hours' time. Otherwise, high pressure building in should bring us plenty of sun by midday today, sticking around for tomorrow, and temperatures will be rather toasty, getting up close to 90 in spots during the afternoon with fairly high humidity today. Just a little bit less muggy tomorrow. Then as we get into Sunday, a weak front will be drifting across the area. Could trigger a spotty shower or thunderstorm, but most areas will probably stay dry. We'll have a better chance of rain Monday as low pressure sweeps in from the west. Right now, the heaviest rain looks to fall in central Wisconsin, where up to 2 inches may occur. But even around here, we could see up to a half inch. Otherwise, temperatures next week are looking noticeably cooler. Here's that forecast for today. Some scattered clouds early, then mostly sunny. Very warm and humid, with a high in the upper 80s. North-northwest wind near 10. Mainly clear tonight with areas of fog, low about 62. Sunny with summer heat once again tomorrow. Not quite as muggy, though. High at 88. North-northwest wind close to 5. On Sunday, partly sunny and warm with a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Low 63 with a high of 85. Monday, mostly cloudy. Showers and storms likely, especially by midday. Heavier rain north. Low 64 with a high of 80. Tuesday, showers possible in the morning, then partly cloudy and mild. Low 60, high about 76. Heading into Wednesday, a nice day with partly cloudy skies. Low 54, high 77. Chance of a couple of showers late Wednesday night, and Thursday a chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Partly sunny, high at 77. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. 69 degrees and mostly clear. Yesterday's high was 87. Also, 0.08 of an inch of rain recorded yesterday, a shower in the morning, and then a brief shower last night. 100, the record high in 1988, the record low, 44, in 1965. Last year's high was 83, and the low was 63. Sunset will occur at 8:23 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:53. For tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer at 29.97 is up slightly. No precipitation today. We were at 72 at midnight, and now we're down to our current reading, the overnight low. It is 69 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center. The news at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industry.